Listening Library presents Artemis Fowl, The Opal Deception by Owen Colfer, read for you by Nathaniel Parker.
Prologue. The following article was posted on the fairy internet on the site www.horsesense.nom. It is believed that this site is maintained by the centaur Foley, technical consultant to the Lower Elements Police, although it has never been proved. Almost every detail of this account contradicts the official release from the LEP press office. We've all heard the official explanation for the tragic events surrounding the Zeto probe investigation. The LEP's statement contained little in the way of concrete detail, preferring to fudge the facts and question the decisions of a certain female officer. I know for an absolute fact that the officer in question, Captain Holly Short, behaved in an exemplary manner. And if it had not been for her skill as a field operative, many more lives would have been lost. Instead of scapegoating Captain Short, the Lower Elements Police should give her a medal. Humans are at the centre of this particular case. Most humans aren't smart enough to find the leg holes in their trousers, but there are certain mudmen clever enough to make me nervous. If they discovered the existence of an underground fairy city, they would certainly do their best to exploit the residents. Most men would be no match for a superior fairy technology, but there are some humans who are almost smart enough to pass as fairies. One human in particular. I think we all know who I'm talking about. In fairy history, only one human has bested us. And it really sticks in my hoof that this particular human is little more than a boy. Artemis Fowl, the Irish criminal mastermind. Little...